Athletes on Iran's national judo team are about to have a lot more spare time. That's because Iran is now banned from participating in international competitions. It goes back to Tokyo last month at the World Championships. Iranian Saeed Molai walked off the mat, head hung low. He was the defending world champion, and he'd lost.
In Tokyo, I left the arena with tears in my eyes. I will never forget what happened there. I could have achieved my third world championship medal and my second gold medal. I was so ready and prepared. I'd seen that readiness in myself. On that day, in that very place, I made a promise to God and myself that someday, in that same place, I have to win the best medal.
He said during the tournament, Iranian officials had called him multiple times and told him to withdraw. That's because if he kept winning, he'd eventually face Sagi Mukhi, an athlete representing Israel. Here's why that would have been a problem. Iran's government does not recognize Israel and therefore refuses to compete against it. It's not the first time Iranian officials have asked their judo athletes to boycott the Israelis, but this time was different.
So it was the first time ever that we had evidence.
The evidence was testimony, says Nicholas Messner, a spokesperson for the International Judo Federation. And telling an athlete to throw a match for political reasons violates international rules, hence the ban. Molai, the Iranian athlete, refused to withdraw from the tournament, but ended up losing before he had the chance to face his Israeli opponent. Molai has fled to Germany. His goal? He wants to go back to Tokyo to compete again in the 2020 Olympics. Nicholas Messner says the International Judo Federation is working with the athlete to make this happen.
And now we are together with him, studying all the possibilities, because his dream remains to participate in the Olympic Games next year in Tokyo and to win the gold medal.
The reaction in Iran has been mixed. The leader of Iran's judo program has called the ban unfair. The ban certainly comes at an interesting time for Iran. Tensions are especially high right now between Iran and Israel. Israel admitted to recently bombing a weapons facility being used by Iran. But international competition, at its heart, was designed as a way for nations to compete, to bring them together. And Nicholas Messner says the essence of judo isn't just about fighting. It's also about personal development, which includes respecting your opponent.
In 1882, when Jigoro Kano in Japan invented judo, he said, I want to develop an activity that will help people physically and mentally develop to become better citizens.
One footnote, the Israeli athlete Sagi Mukhi won the world championships. So the road to Olympic gold will likely go through Israel.